CJSF 90.1 FM is now on air and online. Can't get enough of your favorite campus community radio station? Now you can have it all the time on your Android device. Tune in, see what's coming up, and save your favorites. The CJSF Android app. Diverse, independent, yours. Get it on Google Play. Just look it up. CJSF.
This is a CJSF News Break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
In China, Blinken lays out America's red lines on Russia, other tensions. The top U.S. diplomat, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, recently made his second visit to China, spending 3 days pressing the leaders of the communist country on a range of disagreements, chiefly Beijing's support for Russia and its trade practices.
布林肯访华，关键议题向中方表明立场。美国国务卿布林肯最近对中国进行了第二次访问，在3天的行程中，与中共官员就一系列双方对峙的关键议题表明立场，包括北京对俄罗斯的支持、贸易问题等。
From April 24th to April 26th, Blinken traveled to Beijing and Shanghai, meeting with People's Republic of China PRC leader Xi Jinping, Foreign Minister Wang Yi,and others.
从4月24日至26日，布林肯分别在北京和上海与中共党魁习近平、外交部长王毅等人会面。
At a press conference on April 26th, Blinken said, reiterated our serious concerns about the PRC providing components that are powering Russia's brutal war of aggression against Ukraine.
4月26日，在结束访华之际，布林肯在美国驻华大使馆举行的记者会上表示，他重申了美方对中方为俄罗斯野蛮入侵乌克兰提供零部件的严重关切。
China is the top supplier of machine tools, microelectronics, nitrocellulose, which is critical in making munitions and rocket propellants.And other dual-use items that Moscow is using to ramp up its defense industrial base, he continued.
布林肯说，中共国是机械工具、微电子、消化纤维，对制造弹药和火箭推进剂至关重要，和其他军民两用产品的最大供应者。莫斯科正利用这些产品加强其国防工业基地。
Blinken's visit to China came as he, Biden, and other senior U.S. officials condemned the PRC for massively supplying Russia's war industry as the Kremlin presses the advance in its two-year-old war on Ukraine.
在布林肯展开访华行程之前，他和拜登总统及其他美国高级官员就谴责中共为俄罗斯国防工业提供大量物资。而克里姆林宫正在推对乌克兰长达2年的入侵。
At the press conference, Blinken said that he had reiterated his talks with the Chinese officials, America's opinion that PRC support for Russia violates the core U.S. interest of ensuring the security of Europe. I made it clear that if China does not address this problem, we will, he added.
布林肯在新闻发布会上说，他在与中共官员的会谈中重申了美国的观点，即中共国对俄罗斯的支持违反了确保欧洲安全这一美国核心利益。他补充说，我明确表示，如果中共国不解决这个问题，我们就会解决。
On April 24th, Biden signed into law a $95 billion aid package.That contains $61 billion for Ukraine, as well as $8 billion earmarked for Taiwan and other countries in Asia that have disputes with the PRC. Among the bills Biden signed was a law to either ban TikTok or divest it of its Chinese-controlled parent company, ByteDance.
4月24日，拜登签署了价值950亿美元的一揽子援助法案。其中610亿美元用于乌克兰， 80亿美元用于台湾和其他与中共有争端的亚洲国家。拜登签署的法案中包括一项禁止 TikTok 或将其从中共控制的母公司字节跳动剥离的法律。
According to the U.S. State Department readout of Blinken's China visit, the Secretary said that Washington will continue to use diplomacy to make progress in areas of difference and areas of cooperation that matter to the American people and the world as part of responsibly managing competition with the PRC.
据美国国务院对布林肯访华发布的新闻公告，国务卿表示，华盛顿将继续利用外交手段，在对美国人民和世界至关重要的分歧领域和合作领域取得进展，作为负责任地管理与中共国竞争的一部分。
The U.S. will continue to prevent advanced technologies from getting into the hands of Chinese companies and government organizations so as to keep them from being used to undermine our national security and economy, Blinken said.
布林肯说，美国将继续防止先进技术落入中共国公司和官方组织手中，以防止他们被用来破坏美国国家安全和经济。
Additionally, Blinken raised concerns about the PRC's economic policies and practices that distort trade or threaten our national security and raise concern about the global economic consequences of the PRC industrial overcapacity.
此外，布林肯还对中共国扭曲贸易或威胁美国国家安全的经济政策和做法表示担忧。并对中共国工业产能过剩的全球经济后果表示关切。
The U.S. and Chinese sides also discuss crises in the Middle East, tensions over Taiwan, the democratically run island that Beijing claims as part of the PRC, and other flashpoints in the Asian region. Blinken also criticized the Chinese Communist Party CCP's ongoing human rights abuses.In Xinjiang, Tibet, and elsewhere.
中美双方还讨论了中东危机、台湾海峡的紧张局势。北京声称民主自治的台湾是中共国的一部分，以及亚洲地区的其他热点问题。布林肯还批评了中共在新疆、西藏和其他地区持续侵犯人权的行为。
Sino Insider, a New York-based risk consultancy specializing in elite Chinese politics, wrote in an analysis of the U.S. and PRC readouts of Blinken's trip that the Chinese side's reaction suggests Beijing is becoming increasingly apprehensive about Americans' global agenda.
总部位于纽约，专门研究中共高层政治的风险咨询公司 Sino Insider。在分析中美双方对布林肯此行的解读时写道，中方的反应表明北京对美国的全球议程越来越感到担忧。
In one PRC readout of the Blinken visit, Xi Jinping was reported to have urged Blinken to honor words with actions rather than say one thing but do another, and uphold credibility in stabilizing and developing the bilateral relationship in 2024.
据中共官媒报道，习近平敦促布林肯要言行一致，不要说一套做一套，并在2024年稳定和发展双边关系中维护信誉。
This suggests that Beijing believes Washington is going to get tough on China over Russia and other matters, and is preparing to play the victim card. As Sino-U.S. relations worsen in the near future,The Sino Insider analyst wrote.
Sino Insider 的分析专家在文章中说，这表明北京认为华盛顿将在俄罗斯和其他问题上对中共采取强硬态度，并准备在将来中美关系恶化时打出受害者牌。
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Chinese show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released album by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you Alan Doughty, and the music piece is called Maybe I Knew, which is from the album titled Come For, released in February 2018. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Channel Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，又到了我们加拿大音乐人最新发行的专辑欣赏节目时间。首先要推荐给大家的是来自 Alan Doughty 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Maybe I Knew。
Sorry to tell you this way.
song by Sarah Cripps, and it's called Leave Behind, which is from her album released in February 2018. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Sarah Cripps 演唱的歌曲 Leave Behind。Is a song from the Olympic Symphonium, and it's called Thanks a Lot, which is from the album titled The Beauty in the Tension, released in February 2018. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 The Olympic Symphony 唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Thanks a Lot.
They come, they go, they never think to let me know. They take my breath.
The song you just heard is called 阿里山的姑娘 which means girls from Mountain Ali, and it's vocalized by Teresa Tan. And today's last song for the show is a song from Andy Liu, and it's called 吻别。And Hershey wish everyone a happy weekend. Please tune in next week on CJSF 9.1 FM. 听众朋友，刚才大家欣赏这首歌曲呢，是由邓丽君演唱的《阿里山的姑娘》。今天要献给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是由刘德华演唱的《吻别》。在这里呢